Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn here. Today is Thursday, April 8th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office has reported two active warrants. Felipe Manriquez has a local warrant for lewd battery, and Hector Jr. Cisneros has a local warrant for pretrial detention for the charges of burglary of dwelling and grand theft dwelling property $100 or more. If you know of any information regarding these individuals, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144. Or to remain anonymous, you can contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477. And you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be submitted from a mobile device by dialing **TIPS. Your local events, the Church Family of Maranatha Baptist Church of Hardy County announces that Pastor Jordan Hirschberger has accepted the call to become the pastor of the church. He began his ministry on Sunday, April 4th in a special installation service, and special services will be conducted throughout the month of April with Pastor Jordan preaching at each service. Your jobs here in Hardy County, the Wauchula Police Department is now accepting applications for a sworn full-time law enforcement officer. You must be a U.S. citizen, have a high school diploma or GED equivalency, and have a valid driver's license. You can apply in person at 128 South 7th Avenue or submit an online application at cityofwauchula.com. International Student Exchange is looking for a part-time area representative. A high school diploma or GED is preferred, and you must have a driver's license. And ICS is looking for equipment operators. You must have U.S. work authorization, and 3 years of heavy equipment experience are preferred. All these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on Facebook. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They will greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 80 degrees out, feels like 87, mostly sunny. No predicted chance of rain. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 9, very high. Wind south-southeast at 7 miles an hour with gust up to 9. Humidity is slightly humid at 47%. The dew point's 58. Cloud cover 11%. Visibility 10 miles. And the cloud ceiling all the way up at the observable 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:45 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, sunny, highs in the upper 80s, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 60s, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming southeast after midnight. Friday, mostly sunny, highs around 90, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And Friday night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 60s with southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Public spending for agricultural research has remained flat for the past decade, and a new report says that threatens the nation's future agricultural productivity. The study says there's particular need for public research in crop breeding, crop protection, climate change, animal health, animal disease, and foodborne illness. Although private sector research funding has increased, the report says that tends to focus on relatively narrow set of topics. As the growing season draws near in the midst of the pandemic, the National Agricultural Aviation Association is asking all unmanned aircraft system operators to be extra mindful of low-flying manned agricultural aircraft operations. Ag aviators fly as low as 10 feet off the ground, meaning they share airspace with the drones that can fly as high as 400 feet above ground level. For this reason, NAAA is asking UAV operators to do everything they can to avoid ag aircraft doing important low-level work. The coronavirus pandemic devastated the food service sector, which typically moves about half of all dairy products, but restaurant sales have started to pick up, and it appears a full recovery might not be far off. Betty Burning, analyst with the Daily Dairy Report, tells DairyHerd.com, demand patterns for dairy products have already started to shift. According to Fortune magazine, 110,000 U.S. restaurants closed last year, and 2.5 million food service workers lost their jobs.
The best value in pasture hornfly control just got better. Altacet IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacet IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacet IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altacetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. COVID-19 hit the tourism industry pretty hard in 2020, as quarantining and social distancing made travel pretty difficult. Agritourism is no different, as many locations had to shut down due to the pandemic. But thanks to a steady decline in the virus, vaccine rollout, and travelers wanting to visit low-density destinations, the outlook for agritourism in 2021 is looking promising, especially in Georgia. On the recent Georgia Ag Forecast online summit, Dr. John Salazar gave a breakdown on the outlook for Georgia agritourism throughout the state and its 87 rural counties. As Dr. Salazar noted towards agritourism, quote, "Now's the time for rural communities to really embrace agritourism. That's because people are shying away from major urban markets and they're looking for activities and experiences that are more conducive to social distancing," end quote. Agritourism in Georgia has seen a vast improvement over the past few years, as it's increased from $260 million in 2015 to $314 million in 2019. Statewide, tourism in Georgia resulted in around $32 billion in 2019, with about $3 billion of that coming from rural communities offering experiences like parks, hiking, historic locations, and agritourism. As we slowly go back to life as normal, agritourism seems to be the industry gaining the most steam as people are ready to explore nature instead of their home offices.
The best value in pasture hornfly control just got better. Altaset IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altaset IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altaset IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altasetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With an SRN News business brief, I'm Bob Agnew. Stocks closed mixed on Wall Street, but gains for several big tech stocks nudged the S&P 500 to its second record high in 3 days, the benchmark index adding 0.1% after a day of wobbling between gains and losses. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose slightly. The NASDAQ fell. The U.S. trade deficit grew to a record $71.1 billion in February. Jeremy House reports.
The Commerce Department says the gap between what America buys from abroad compared to what it sells abroad jumped 4.8% above the revised January deficit of $67.8 billion. The increase reflected a 2.6% decline in exports of goods and services to $187.3 billion. That wiped out a 0.7% decline in imports, which ticked down from January's record high of $260.1 billion.
That's Jeremy House reporting with Business. I'm Bob Agnew.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Joel Embiid and the Philadelphia 76ers have regained a share of first place in the NBA's Eastern Conference, pulling even with Brooklyn by downing Boston 106-96. Embiid, who scored 35 points, saw his Sixers finish a three-game season sweep of the Celtics.
But against Boston, that's our rival. Those are the games, you really want to win.
Golden State edged Milwaukee 122-121, snapping the Bucks' three-game winning streak. The Lakers built a 34-point lead in the first 20 minutes and cruised to a 110-101 win over the Raptors. Toronto coach Nick Nurse.
Everything kind of went flip-flop on us, Doug. I think, they made like all their first six of their first seven threes, and we were 0-for-7, and it wasn't much difference in the shots.
Memphis defeated Miami 124-112. The loss ended the Heat's four-game winning streak. Trae Young scored 30 points in Atlanta's 123-107 win over New Orleans. This is SRN Sports. Paul George netted 36 points, leading the Clippers past Portland 133-116. Denver, winners of 15 of 18, sat most of their starters early in the second half. And breezing past Detroit, 134-119. Chicago beat Indiana, 113-97. In the NHL, it was the New York Islanders 1, Washington nothing, pulling the Isles into a first-place tie with the Capitals in the East Division. Islanders forward Brock Nelson, who scored the game's lone goal in the third period, says it's nice to get the shutout over the Capitals after winning a barn burner against Washington the previous week.
Every game's going to be tough, the rest of the way in. Our division's tight. All the points matter, so you need to find different ways to win.
Carolina beat Florida 5-2, ended the Panthers' six-game winning streak. It was Boston 4-2 over Philadelphia. Patrice Bergeron recorded the hat trick. Buffalo down New Jersey 5-3. It was Columbus 4-2 over Tampa Bay. The Rangers 8, Pittsburgh 4. Nashville in a shootout over Detroit 3-2. Chicago 4, Dallas 2. And Anaheim iced San Jose 5-1. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, and on the web at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day, the easiest way to call a family meeting is to simply turn the Wi-Fi off. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. or recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.